Bet you could hold that note like that, Rob.
Go on. Thank you very much. Now, panic over. Cardiac arrest finished. Because I know we said we couldn't join David from Goy Boy McElroy. But we dug deep. Hello, David.
I'm sorry about that, Derek. I put the wrong number in when I emailed you my number.
I noticed that. We had a very odd man on the other end of the phone going, no, Goy Boy McElroy. No, not, that's not me. This is David from Tesco's. No worries, but you're here now, so welcome.
Hi there, how you doing?
I'm very well. Little stress. I've swiped the sweat from my brow. I'm alright now, though, thank you. So, in the band, there's yourself, David, Simon, Alan, Glenn, and that consists... That is Goy Boy McElroy.
Thank you.
So how did you lads all get together, then?
We got together, it was just, I'd split up from my previous band, and I just went solo. My third solo, I was just doing sort of poetry readings and stuff.
Mm.
And I don't know if you've ever done poetry readings, Jericho, but it's pretty boring, so I thought, oh, it'd be good if I could get some sort of, some music to it. So I got my mate, Simon Goy, and just got to start doing acoustic stuff.
Yeah.
And I don't know if you've ever played acoustic, Jericho, but
yeah.
That's really awful. No one ever listens to you. You play the beginning of any sort of nights that we put on, so I thought, oh, well, I'll add some drums to this. And I don't know if you've ever just had a drum and guitar band, so, Jericho, but that's, like, really cliche nowadays. Like, everyone's like, oh, another guitar and drum blues band. So what we did was, and also to fill out the sound, is we then got my mate Glenn in. So it's literally been bit by bit we've built it up, and then as we are now, we've sort of spent the last, I'd say, just over a year just sort of like building our sound. We just want as big a sound as possible now, so that's what we've spent the last year doing, just sort of writing and gigging, really, just to sort of get us as we are now. So that's basically the story of Goy Boy McElroy.
Let me ask you a question about Boy Graham McElroy. What's been the history behind the name? What's the story? I know it flowed lovely off the tongue. I was struggling to say it earlier, like, but I've had a few gins before we came in. No, I haven't really, but I was a stuttering like young Gareth Gates at the beginning. So what's the story behind that?
Story behind the name is, that's what the guitarist, everyone just used to call him Goy Boy.
Mm.
And then McElroy is a make of steel, not steel, I think it might be steel, I think it's a steel guitar, like a blues steel guitar in America. So I don't know, I think I found that out, and I think everyone just started calling him Goy Boy McElroy. So we just thought, we wanted a name that was, like, with the sound that we are, we're quite a dark sound.
Yeah.
It would have been quite easy to just call ourselves, I don't know, the Dark Warriors, or the, I don't know, something really sort
the
of...
The Pitch Black.
But we wanted a name, yeah, that's it. So we're really sort of dark and brooding, but we just wanted something that doesn't relate to us in any sort of way. So you're not making any sort of preconceptions of, like, what we sound like before you even, hear us. I mean, it was... I think it was Stephen Morris from Joy Division. He said that, like, Joy Division, they could have called themselves whatever they wanted to,
yeah.
But at the end of the day, you associate Joy Division with the music as opposed to the name with sort of what they would sound like. So, plus as well, it looks great when promoters get an email and saying, oh, Goy Boy McElroy gig request. I think it might jump out a little bit more than if we were just called the Apples or something like that. So it was just, I don't know, we just stuck with it. I mean, our drummer hated it, but I said, we'll just stick with it. Plus as well, it's like, it's us, and I don't know, it's just one of those things. It's about us, we haven't had to think about it, it's just sort of come quite naturally. Mm. So, and in terms of how we are in a band, everything's quite organic in how it's worked out, so it just all flows as if it's fate.
You mentioned Joy Division, and earlier on I was trying to plug him to Rob Nichols, who's in the studio with us. Hello, Rob.
Hiya.
And I was saying that you quite sound like,
yeah.
I think you sound like Joy Division, a bit like The Doors and Nick Cave. Would you say these are kind of influences? Because also you said that your influences are blues, poetry, failure and death, which is kind of the same ethos as those bands.
those are definitely in my top 10. But we've got loads of, we're massively influenced as well by that sort of, the early 70s, late 60s, early 70s, like the pre-punk stuff, like the Cramps and the MC5 Five, Stooges, Gun Club, I suppose, were after Dr. Feelgood, British equivalent. Any band that were like really sort of there's a sort of, you can tell that the music's very linked to how they feel, as opposed to like, I don't know, it's like the Stooges are very raw. It's that rawness that we really like about bands, so stuff like that. But we've got a massive blues as well. We're heavily influenced, like Howlin' Wolf, and Guy's a massive blues, like Fanny plays all sorts. And that's how I met him, actually. He just used to play blues guitar in his bedroom all the time, and he introduced me to people like Rory Gallagher and the early Fleetwood Mac. That's before I even knew there was an early Fleetwood Mac. we've got loads, but I like everything as well. Like I listen to a lot of classic. I pick bits from all sorts, like classical in terms of like crescendos and as I say, we like to get a big sound, so that I like music to sort of make you to sort of evoke response, if you know what I mean. So I take a little bit from everything, but I'd say the three you mentioned were big influences. I mean, the Doors I get all the time with my baritone vocal, but Nick Cave I'd probably maybe for the darker lyrical content, and maybe Joy Division in terms of it's that sort of like quite earthy, sort of like gritty sound.
Edge.
But yeah, the edge, that's a better word to use, but so yeah, it's just every band's an accumulation of the stuff to listen to, but we don't try and sort of like, if you hear a lot of bands that sound sort of like for like the Arctic Monkeys or I'm trying to call the cool bands is, or I don't know, MGMT or whatever it is, but we just try and we sort of not pick and choose, but we try and if it fits in with the song then we'll go with it. We don't try and stay down one.
One avenue. So, like, you said you first started off by, like, after your band finished, reading poetry. So is that how the songs are crafted? Do you write the lyrics and take them to the band? Because that's the kind of thing that Joy Division did with Ian Curtis and the Doors. He also took the lyrics to majority of the time.
In the early days, that's how it started a lot. But now we have lots of different ways. We write in three ways. We write like that. I have words, and I usually structure them as well, and I have a melody in my head, and I'll take it to the band, and usually I take it to Guy first, so there's some music behind it, and then we introduce it to Glenn and Al. But also as well, we just jam. Sometimes if we have like an hour or so in practice, we'll just jam, and something will come out of that. And also as well, like Guy, he'll come in with just melodies or riffs, or he'll have complete structures, and then we'll add to it that way. So we don't just have any one sort of set where we get different style songs depending on how it's wrote. Like a lot of our like raw energetic songs are quite like fast, they're usually quite jammy songs, whereas a lot of our more sort of like, I don't know, it's sort of like, I don't want to say slow, but like maybe more epic songs or ones that are quite wordy are obviously mine. So you get a different sort of dynamic depending on how you write it, but we don't just stick to one. I mean, there'll probably be other ways to write it and stuff, but it's
various ways as opposed to just one. Yeah, and I've got my grubby little hands on your I'm not plugging myself very well here, I'm making myself a bit wrong.
He is.
Your double A side, which we've played already, Black Glove and the Pilgrim. And we love it here, don't we, Rob?
Yeah.
We love it. We were rocking out to it. And also, I know Tom Robinson loves it. And I saw on your website that BBC have got their hands on it all over the place. So what has been the reaction, the public reaction of, like, your friends and fans? And obviously, it's getting acclaim from radio stations and such like. So what's next?
At the moment, we've been gigging really, really, like, hard since January. Really had a good push at it, because we wanted to, as I said, sort of perfect ourselves, and also get our name out there, because it's being up north and whatnot, we wanted to really sort of, before we sort of took it further down south, we wanted to really make a name for ourselves in our region, in our own backyard, as it were. We've gigged a lot of the same songs, but not that we've wrote sort of as we've gone along, but we're hoping in sort of January, February to release a new EP. So we just sort of took like a month or so out to just write some stuff for that. Because the thing is, when you've got like gigs on, you practice a lot for the gigs, getting your set right and whatnot. But it's we have loads of half ideas and riffs and stuff we need to sort of, and lyrics, and we got all sorts flying about, so as opposed to sort of losing them or trying to rush them, we felt we'd take a couple of months and just get them perfected. We've got a few gigs along the way to keep us fresh, but so that's our main aim, is to get like a decent an EP we're happy with. Because the thing I liked about this single release is we were happy with both songs, and we're happy with the recording because we took our time on them. I've been a band in the past, and even with this band, where we've released stuff and we've rushed stuff out, or we've wrote songs and edited for a bit and thought, oh, we'll just put that on, and then you come back to it and you're not happy. But with, like, I know there was only two songs, it was a double A side, but we just wanted two songs that we're really, really happy with. So, I mean, we've got no rush. I mean, what are we in a rush for? So, as long as we're happy with everything that we're releasing and giving to people, then, so that's what we'll do. We'll do some writing, do some recording, and then in the meantime gig, and then we'll probably do like we did this year, at the beginning of next year, just sort of gig quite hard, and also to get further out in the UK. We've done a few down London and sort of Yorkshire and stuff like that, like Leeds and whatnot, and we've got good responses, so we'll probably head back down that way and let them see what they think about us.
I've seen you've been gigging all over the place, and you spotted Twisted Wheel not so long back, didn't you? What was that like?
It was okay.
You can be honest, it's fine.
Yeah, I'm going to be honest, it wasn't amazing. I've had better support slots, but it was alright. It was a weird atmosphere, you know, so it's just sometimes you go to gigs and it clicks and sometimes it doesn't, but I would have sort of been like nasty to the... I'm not going to be nasty, but that would be rude to the people who organised the gig and to Twisted Wheel. I know Twisted Wheel are probably big listeners to the show, aren't they? It was alright. I think we've done a few decent support slots.
What's been your best?
Our best was, I don't know if you've heard of a band called Folks.
Ivan, Rob of you?
Manchester.
Yeah, I think...
They've been supporting Noel Gallagher's High Flying Birds.
Right, yeah.
They were, like, really, really nice to us. They were really nice, and there's,
I think I've actually.
They're worth checking out. They're really good, and they've sort of given us contacts and stuff to this past year to help us and stuff.
But that's good.
They're a really good band as well, and I always find, bands that have the same, maybe not the same sound, but the same ethos, you always tend to, sort of, I don't know, play better with. We played with the band called the Bromheads, used to be the Bromhead Jackets.
Oh, yeah, I know, yeah.
That was last year. They had a similar effect. And you just, I know sometimes you just click up bands and sometimes. And the night as well, how it's put. And, but yeah, it was alright. We'll just leave it at that. That'll be my official statement on it. It was alright.
I'll try and squeeze some more of that lemon now. What do you think of the North East scene as a whole?
I think it is probably the most underrated music scene in the whole of the world. It's mental how I don't understand how we haven't got more bands out there, especially now. Like from when I started this band to my previous band in the early days, like the scene in the past year or so, it's just there's some of the bands that are coming out are they're really good. I cannot believe that. When you see bands that have been signed, every time I watch new music acts or listen to the radio, they're all from London. They all seem to be sort of, I don't know, art school lot. It's crazy. It's one of the things that really infuriates me. But I don't know. It's the attitude to the Northeast. When you speak, I spoke to Ian Allen before. I'm just like, oh, so what's going on up the Northeast? And you're like, well, you tell me, mate. You're the Ian Allen, man. You should be the ones getting. But I think it's brilliant, and I'm really proud to be part of it. And not just in terms of the music. You've got a band for every sort of genre that you like. And, I mean, you've got some great folk bands. You've got some, like, I don't know, post-punk rock, hardcore, indie. You've got something for everyone, and all played to a really high quality. I played Red Corox.
Oh, yeah.
I played the Stockton Weekender and the Stockton, what was it? Stockton Calling. I played all three of them. And you could not believe it. Well, I can't believe it, but to the outsider, the quality of music that was being played, it was, I don't know, it makes me quite proud, to be honest. And I really enjoyed playing, especially the T-side, Stockton Middlesbrough. some Hardy Pros, Little Girl, Dairy of the Week. There's some fabulous bands coming out, and I just think it's just an absolute shame that not more of more of these aren't going to sort of make it to the bright lights. Says the woods. I think it's just because everything's so London-centric now. I can't grasp it. You just see so many bands making it, but they all seem to be down south. Or Scotland, where they're quite, like Glasgow, they had a thing for a while. Leeds, they had a thing for a while. But we've just never had a thing. I think everyone's ever seen, apart from that's exploded out, apart from the North East. I think, I don't know, I just hope it's time. Just all you'll need is one breakout band, and then the whole place will just go up and flames.
It'll erupt. How can people... How can people get their hands on a copy of your record then, David, and keep up to date with everything that's going on in the band?
The single, the double side single's on, I think, pretty much just about everything: iTunes, Amazon, Play, Spotify. So if you just type it on Google, you can get it digital. We did have a limited number of hard copies, but they've all gone now. So if you want to get hold of that, then you can... download that, whatever digital distribution thing, and then if you want to check us out, Facebook or SoundCloud or MySpace, if you still use that, don't even do YouTube, if you want to see what we look like live, plenty of places. Just Google us in, I'm sure you can find something.
That's it, folks, you've been told to do so. David, been an absolute pleasure speaking to you. Thanks for joining us.
You too, Cherry Coat. No worries. Thank you very much.
Thank you. See you later, mate.
Okay, bye.
Parkville is a purpose-built residential care centre situated at the heart of Middlesbrough and providing personalised